In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
It's almost like you can hear the Imperial March playing behind us here on April 15th. And joining us right now is Harold Baker. You're going to hear some information about tax day and maybe a way that you can plan for the future. Harold is the stewardship representative for 88.9 Moody Radio in Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Northern Alabama, Northwest Georgia, and beyond. And here's some of his pedigree. He served for a few years as a missionary in the Dominican Republic. He's earned a Master's of Business Administration degree and spent about 10 years owning and operating two restaurants. He's been developing ministry partners with Stewardship Department here at Moody Bible Institute and Moody Radio since 2012, and we're going to ask him questions about tax day and then planning for the future. Harold, great to have you back with us here with Mornings with Tom and Tommy.
Good morning. Good to be here. Good to be with you.
Hey, Harold. So today is tax day. Some people are still wrapping things up today to get it in the mail by tonight, and then some people are frozen because they're thinking, I've gone 2 or 3 years without doing my taxes, and how do I deal with that? So, you know, what do you do?
That's a challenge when you've got, you got to make up for maybe some poor decisions in the past or just a lack of getting something done. Mm-hmm. There are organizations and ministries out there that can help, especially depending upon the seriousness of what you might owe. But I think the big thing is get started. Don't just keep putting it off and delay. Don't make something that maybe is bad, make it worse mm-hmm. by inaction.
Okay.
There's a lot of things you just don't want to do in life, and messing around with the tax man, I think, is one of them. You just don't want to be an obligation to the tax man.
That's kind of like me in my 20s. I did a lot of contract work back in the day, and I thought when you get paid $1,000 for something, you get $1,000. Oh, no. There's the tax man who wants to get his chunk, and he's supposed to get it in advance when you're a subcontractor. Things that escaped me, they escaped me so much, I decided to avoid Mr. Tax Man for a couple of years. This was, again, in my 20s. I'd love to say it was before I became a follower of Christ, but it kind of followed me into my Christendom mm-hmm. because those were my habit patterns, right? But the thing that I learned is my tax professional at the time, a friend of the family, kind of walked me through and says, Tom, you're considered right now a fugitive, and you need to come clean with the IRS. Let them know where you're at, and they will work with you. And they did. They worked with me with my back taxes, and then along with that, since I wasn't paying my taxes and not doing it in advance, there were fees associated that were compounding as well. And so that was a lesson that I learned the hard way. And if you're in the hard way like I was, deal with it. It doesn't get better with age, okay? No. It is one of those things that you should deal with right now, and they will work with you, create a payment plan for you, but you've got to be upfront with it and then make changes moving forward so that this doesn't happen again.
Right. Yeah. And you know, as with any bill that we owe, we all have experienced those situations where you slip up, you don't get something paid on time, and it's not the fact that you didn't pay it on time, it's the fact that now you have a penalty plus interest that compounds. And so a $100 bill all of a sudden becomes a $300 bill. Well, you don't want that. So so get on it, get it done, bite the bullet, and because hey, look, we all want to be good citizens. That's part of our mandate through Scripture, is that we do right as a citizen, and paying our taxes is just part of what it requires for us to be a good citizen in this country.
that Jesus actually said in Mark 12:17, give Caesar what is his and give God what is his.
Yeah. And you know, I was driving, I was out of town this last week driving, and I drove on some nice roads, and I thought, you know,
My taxes pay for these roads. Yeah.
You know, and I like it when I can call the police if I have a problem, or the fire department if I have a fire, and you know, our taxes support that. So,
we to enjoy the society we live in, we need to ahead and do that.
Well, none of us like it. Yeah. I get that. None of us enjoy making that payment, but
all right. So, Harold, let me ask you a kind of a pointed question. Every year they create a tax day. Sometimes it's the 15th. Sometimes, for different reasons, they move it to the 18th based on holidays and things like this. Let me ask this really odd question. How early can you actually pay your taxes? Do you have to wait until, like, the 15th, or can you do it earlier in the year?
Well, you can certainly do it earlier. Most I think businesses are required to send out the W-2s to everybody by the end of January. So obviously you're not going to be able to do it early in January.
Okay.
But once you get all of your tax documents, and usually those are in most people's hands by mid-February at the latest, then, you know, especially today with all of the online helps that you can that are available, all the different organizations. The IRS has online help, you know, in different organizations, TurboTax, H&R Block, and other tax service companies have online opportunities. You know, there's no reason to delay.
Yeah. And you can even pay months in advance of just if you want it to pay into your taxes to make sure you get a refund or make sure you can break even.
Absolutely.
Trying to work on that.
Yeah. There's a lot of flexibility there. And obviously, depending upon your financial situation and the type of, you know, whether you're an independent contractor, self-employed, however, you know, some people have to pay their taxes quarterly, some people monthly, depends on the income levels and all of those things. Most folks are getting their W-2s through the payroll, and so their taxes are being withheld weekly or monthly, however they get paid, and their company's paying those on their behalf. So, but yeah, you can. And in fact, I would encourage folks. For me personally, I used to be one of those that on April 15th I'm hunting for a post office that's open. You know, how late can I drop this in the mail? All that does for me personally is just add a lot of stress. And now I get it done as early as I can, and wow, it's just so much easier, and life is a whole lot nicer.
And okay, so I wanted to also tell people that if they make less than $64,000 a year, you can qualify for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. If you need help doing it, you can't pay, or it's very difficult for you to pay somebody to do your taxes. It's called VITA, and I know that the Urban League provides this. There are other nonprofits that provide this. And then there's also Tax Counseling for the Elderly, which is TCE, and that also is a program for preparing free returns for those qualified who are considered elderly. He is the stewardship representative for 88.9 Moody Radio. And Harold, there is an event coming up on the 29th of this month. Tell us about that.
On the 29th, we're having a free estate planning seminar. There'll be a local attorney that will be doing the basic presentation. And we'll talk about stewardship and about the just some of the biblical foundation for, you know, our calling as Christians to be good stewards of what God has entrusted to us. And then we'll have a basic presentation by the attorney on the fundamentals and the basics of estate planning. And then we'll also have someone from Moody's investment department just talking about services that Moody provides in IRA and trust management services. And then there'll be a good time for question and answers. The evening should last from 6:30 to about 8. People usually hang around and continue to ask. We'll stay there as long as people want to keep asking questions. We'll stay there. And we've done this, did this last year, had a great time. I feel like it was some great information, really seemed to be encourage and bless some folks. So we're looking forward to another great evening.
Okay.
All right. Can I ask this question? We've been talking tax day, right? And there are people that are running around scrambling. And they don't have even their paperwork, and they're thinking their W-2 is somewhere around their household right now. But here we are moving away from tax day and thinking about estate planning. If somebody's struggling just getting their taxes, is this seminar something that they can maybe come to and start getting kind of their financial house in order, so to speak?
Absolutely. You know, it's We haven't done a lot of these in the Chattanooga area in recent years. In fact, last year was the first time we've done one in probably over a dozen years.
Okay.
But we have done them around the other places around the country. And what we found is that it's very common for folks to come to these two or three times before they ever do anything in terms of actually putting together their estate plan. This is a great, if you don't know, I don't even understand estate planning. I'm not sure. I'm not ready to do anything. All that's fine. Nobody's going to ask you to do anything. Nobody's going to put you on the spot to, sign you up for anything. This is just basic information. It's an hour and a half. Obviously, we're not going to be able to cover everything there is to know about estate planning. But if you have some questions, if you're just interested in learning a little bit about what is estate planning and really is it something to involve me, should I really be, just come. It's a free evening. You'll learn some information. No pressure to do anything. Just a great opportunity to learn.
So that is really key, what you just said, that people come for three or four times. Because I know for me, when I'm learning something totally new, didn't learn it growing up or didn't learn it in school, I need that time to keep soaking into it and hearing it over and over again. So you may be thinking, I'm not ready for this. I don't have my things in order. But just come, because you're going to probably need to come to two or three more to really get it. So I love that concept.
Yeah, and everybody's at a different stage of life, Somebody that comes at 75 years old is going to be thinking about estate planning in a very different way than somebody who's 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody married with children, again, whole different environment than somebody that's single.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that has special needs children, everybody's situation is unique and different. So let's just begin the process of learning, because the basis of this, the fundamental ground level foundation of this is, as believers, God has called us to be good stewards of what he has entrusted to us. And this is just the beginning learning process of what does that mean? We talk a lot about what that means as I'm living.
Mm.
What does it mean as I think about the fact that I'm not going to be here forever?
Mm.
We all are going to pass on someday. What happens to our stuff then?
Mm-hmm.
And who's in charge of that? Who makes those decisions? That's kind of where estate planning begins to impact our lives and impact our thinking. So come join us.
Yeah, his name is Harold Baker. He's a stewardship representative here at 88.9 Moody Radio. Harold, let me ask you just one last question. We're talking a lot about people who have not gotten started on their plan yet or anything like that. Just really great opportunities for people to really understand what it is. But what if somebody's been working their plan for a little bit, but they want to see if they're on target or maybe something they need to understand about the current economy? Would this be a good thing for them to come to as well?
Sure. One of the, the information that's going to be presented by the attorney is basic information, okay? He's not going to get all deep out in the weeds about, intricacies, and everybody's situation is different. But one of the great things about this is if you have some specific questions, he's there.
Mm.
You can talk to him. You can ask him questions. The clock won't be running. And, you won't be charged, because that's what a lot of times people want to ask professional for help, but they don't want to. They don't want to pay, whatever the rate might be for that, to sit down and talk to somebody. So here's an opportunity to ask some questions about your specific situation to a licensed professional attorney, and you won't be charged for it.
Okay. I love free. When you say free, 99, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way most of us are.
All right. So, Tommy, people have been listening. They think, okay, this sounds like something I want to be a part of. When's it happening and how can they sign up?
Okay, so it's happening on Monday, April the 29th at 6:30 at the Hampton Inn and Suites at Hamilton Place. And you can sign up when you go to moodyradio.org/Chattanooga. You're going to scroll down the page and you will see where it says planning for your future, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. What will be your legacy is the question that you'll see.
What will be your legacy? And click that button and you can sign up there.
Absolutely. It's 88.9 Moody Radio from the Word to Life. Harold, thanks again for being here with us on Mornings with Tom and Tobby.